We are chatting with Quincy City Clerk Nicole Crispo once again to get an update on the latest Board of License Commissioners meeting, the first one of May. Nikki, how are you?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Doing great. Nice to see some good weather moving in.
Looking forward to it, that's for sure.
Wow, it was a lengthy meeting this week for a change, right?
Yes. We get some exciting stuff coming up in the city of Quincy for sure. There were five board members there on Tuesday, and I'll get right to agenda item number one here regarding the request of the city of Quincy for special use permits, one day liquor license for the following events on Hancock Adams Green: May 18th, music of the 40s and 50s from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m. June 22nd, music from the 60s and 70s, 1 to 7. July 6th, a patriotic celebration from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. August 17th, music of the 80s and 90s, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. September 21st, Quincy Choral Society, Quincy Symphony Pops from 4 to 6 p.m. And October 5th, Food Truck and Music Festival from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Coddington Street. John McDonald was representing the city of Quincy, and we spoke about these being reoccurring the last few years, and the citizens of Quincy, free events, family events, bring your family, and they usually have some Craig's Cafe participating, Hive food truck. It's free and open to the public, and it's always they're always great events. The patriotic celebration is one of my favorites of the year. They do such a great job. It's so uplifting. And of course, I love the 80s and 90s too.
Your generation, right?
And the food truck festival is and music festival is always fun too on Coddington Street, and they shut that down for the public to walk through and sing and dance and eat a lot of food. And we'll remind people of these dates, and we'll give you more information as they come closer, so that people know what's coming up in our city. And these are just great events, obviously voted on 5-0. Agenda item number two was hearing regarding the request of Quincy Pride for a special use permit, one day liquor license for their annual Quincy Pride event on Sunday, June 2nd from 12 to 6, new location in the Ross lot at 37R Parking Way. Again, John McDonald there to represent. They'll have Craig's Cafe and Break Rock Brewing from Marina Bay will be at the Quincy Pride event. Always a great event in our city. And that went through 5-0 as well.
Is this where the skating rink was, Nikki?
That's right. A nice big open area. They were looking for some more room, so
Gotcha. Okay, great.
went out well. Agenda item number three here regarding the request of the Quincy Chamber of Commerce for a special use permit for their annual Kilroy Square Farmers Market. And that will run every Friday from noon until 5, beginning June 21st through October 25th in Kilroy Square. And for a special use permit for their one day liquor licenses for their annual beer garden in Kilroy Square, which will run Thursday, Fridays, and Saturdays from 4 to 9 p.m., beginning May 16th through June 29th. Again, they've partnered up with Widowmaker, food trucks. This will be near the back door of the atrium, where it was in the past. Tim Cahill was there to represent, and as was Ryan from Widowmaker. They'll see going forward after the June 29th event what space is available, because we believe Aviva Trattoria will be opening in the summer. So we want to make sure that they're working with Tim in the chamber, and we'll revisit that at a later date in June. That went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number 4, hearing regarding the request of the National MS Society for a special use permit for their 2024 bike MS Cape Cod getaway on Saturday, June 29th. Riders will gather at the State Street Bank and are expected to be through the city of Quincy by 8:45 a.m. This is a reoccurring annual event. Tim Minesti was unavailable, but again, this is a reoccurring event. They've already been in contact with the Quincy police about their route, and that went through 5-0 as well. Agenda item number 5, hearing regarding the request of Ragnar Events LLC for a special use permit, one-day liquor license for their annual Ragnar Relay on Saturday, May 18th. Runners will relay through Quincy with an exchange point at the YMCA and finish at Squanum Point Park. Susan Brown was there to represent Ragnar Events. This is an 8 a.m., excuse me, to 8 p.m. event. It's a 200-mile team run. There will be people coming throughout the city all day. You may not even notice them because they're so spread out, but they will all end up at one point at the Squanum Point Park for a beer garden, pizza. Smile Mass is running this event for them at the Squanum Point Park. They're tip trained for their beer garden, and they've already done all their paperwork with DCR, and that went through 5-0 as well.
This is another annual recurring event in the city.
It certainly is, yeah. And I've seen them running through, and you know, it doesn't cause any concern with residents or the police or anything like that. So happy to have them. Great event. And that is again on May 18th. Agenda item number 6, hearing regarding the request of Off the Hook Bar and Grill, 1269 C Street, for a special use permit and temporary extension of their license premise for their annual Housenack Flounder Roundup and Block Party on Saturday, June 8th, with a rain date of June 9th. The event will include live music. The extension of premise is the portion of Bayview Ave adjacent to the restaurant. This is their third annual Housenack Flounder Roundup. They will have live music outdoors, a beer tent, and they will be in touch with the Quincy police. They've been through this before. They plan on ending their outdoor music at about 8 p.m. and having everybody inside that wishes to get food and all that till 9 p.m. And then regular operating hours there. So everybody should be off the street and cleaned up by 9 p.m. Food will be inside unless, of course, somebody orders takeout and wants to eat it outside. And again, John Galligan was there representing, works along with the Quincy Police Department, and that went through 5-0.
Very good.
Agenda item number 7, Hearing regarding the request of Mason Steakhouse Inc., doing business as Mason Steakhouse, for an all-alcohol beverage restaurant license for the premise located at 1170 Hancock Street. Proposed manager, Robert Gonzalez. The proposed license premise is 11,340 square feet. Restaurant on three floors. The basement will consist of storage and a prep kitchen. The first floor will consist of a main kitchen, dining room, bar, restrooms, and an outdoor dining area. The second floor will consist of an employee's room, service bar, three dining areas, restrooms, and an office. In addition, the applicant also requests entertainment and brunch licenses for the same location. Requested hours of operation are 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 a.m. on Sundays. The requested hours being 8 a.m. to 1 a.m. Is just, probably open closer to 11, 11:30, but to get their staff in and start their day, they would request 8 a.m. And that is, under the ABCC, they can ask for 8 a.m. license. However, they won't be able to serve until 11.
Having steak at
So,
8 in the morning and
right. Not
steak and eggs maybe.
yeah, that's true. Jimmy Liang was there along with Tony Liang, who is a partner, and Robert Gonzalez, who will be the proposed manager on site. There were a couple of residents there who spoke with concerns on things like parking and noise. The city of Quincy, Councilor McCarthy, and the Liangs are working on a parking plan. There are some municipal lots adjacent to the restaurant that they're considering using. And we did hear the concerns of the neighbors. This is going to be a restaurant, not a nightclub. So the concerns on the music, it's just going to be TVs and maybe some background music. The entertainment will be no more than three pieces, acoustic, things like that. And again, it is our intention to hold the license. We will put in the application to the ABCC. It is our intention to hold the license until we do have that parking plan in place. And therefore, the Liangs will be working with the City of Quincy along with Councilor McCarthy in the concerns from the neighbors in back. It's a nice neighborhood back there. And we don't want to upset the neighbors. Of course, Jimmy Liang is a 25-year restaurant owner in our city and has always been good at working with the neighbors and the city of Quincy, and respects the neighbors' wishes. Therefore, there was a motion made, and it was granted 5-0. That does conclude our regular agenda, and our next hearing will be on May 21st.
Excellent. Great. Appreciate it, Nikki. Always great to catch
Okay.
up with you.
All right. Great to see you. Take
Take
care.
care.